Eric is Associate Director for Mission Support of the American Cancer Society in Paducah. And hello.
Oh, hello to you, too. Thanks for having me.
Well, this is another historic event that you're part of. Explain the context of CPS 3, Cancer Prevention Study 3, that you're enrolling for.
Well, this is our third cancer prevention study that the American Cancer Society has been a part of. And basically what we're doing is we're seeking individuals who are between the ages of 30 and 65 years who have not had a prior diagnosis of cancer and who would be willing to be a part of this study. And we're looking at ways in which we can better understand factors, particularly lifestyle factors, environmental, genetic factors, that can shed light on the causes of cancer and in the process determine ways in which we can prevent cancer.
Has this been done nationally?
Yes, this is actually a national study. We as an organization are trying to enroll 300,000 people nationwide to be a part of this. Here locally in Paducah, we're having our enrollment next month, November 15th through the 17th at Lourdes Hospital in Paducah. And it's the second such CPS 3 study in Paducah in the West Kentucky area. We did one at Western Baptist Hospital back in April of this year. And so we're excited about bringing this opportunity back to the people in West Kentucky and Southern Illinois area, West Tennessee, who may want an opportunity to fight back against cancer in a unique way. We say this is cancer research at the grassroots level, on the ground. A lot of times we think about research being done in a lab, perhaps in a university setting, somewhere far away. But this is research in which people can be a part of right here in our own backyard.
And this is building on a series of American Cancer Society studies that began in the 50s. What evidence has been built up over this span of time as a result of these kinds of projects?
Well, through these types of studies, we've been able to determine the link between smoking and lung cancer. It's amazing to think that now, what all has been done regarding smoking and knowing the dangers that that it causes. Now it's almost like we say it's almost a duh moment whenever people talk about smoking and lung cancer, but it really took a scientific study like this to determine that that was dangerous. And so that's one of the things that we've been able to determine from these type of studies, in particular the Cancer Prevention Study 1 and another study that happened before that led into this called the Ham and Horn Study. But we've also been able to determine factors that link obesity and sedentary lifestyle to increased cancer risk. We've also been able to determine and link aspirin usage and lowering colon cancer risk. With CPS 3, what we're looking at are, again, lifestyle, environmental, and genetic factors that may have show a link to cancer and cancer causes, and as a result, ways in which we can prevent cancer. But then again, we don't know exactly what's going to be able to, be determined on down the road. This is a 20 to 30 year study that we're asking people to be a part of. So who knows down the road what technology may come about in which we are able to look at some of the data that we collect and determine things. It hasn't really been that long since we've had been able to determine DNA through technological advances. So who knows in the span of this 20 to 30 years what we may be able to discover from the information that we're able to gather through this type of study enrollment.
From the look of it, and I want you to explain for our listeners the time commitment and what's really involved in being in this study, because it's not a superficial sort of thing to do, is it?
No, that's right. That's right. And I'll just kind of go through the process, if that's okay. When a person enrolls, and they can go online to www.cps3, that's Cancer Prevention Study 3, LourdesHospital.org, they will go on and they can schedule their time and their particular date during that November 15th through 17th window at Lourdes Hospital to be a part of this and begin their the data collection part of that. There is a survey that is filled out. There's one online that the participants can do. It's pretty comprehensive because it does delve into a medical history of the participant, ask some information about, say, if they had lived with a smoker, how many years they've lived with a smoker, how many years they lived at a particular address, you know, where they were born and raised, you know, perhaps a weight when they were 18 years old. So it's a comprehensive questionnaire that people have to fill out. Usually it takes about 30 to 40 minutes for that online questionnaire to be filled out. Whenever I filled mine out, it probably took me about 20 to 25 minutes. But it just varies on how much medical information an individual has. Then whenever they go to their enrollment site during their specific time that they've set up their appointment, they'll have another survey to fill out, a shorter survey that's just for quality control purposes. And then they'll have their waist measured. That's part of the study to get that information, and have a small amount of blood that's drawn from phlebotomist. That whole process probably takes about 20 to 30 minutes. Then from there, you're in the system. You're enrolled in this study, and then over the course of the next, again, 20 to 30 years, you'll get periodic surveys just to update to provide information if there's been any, say, particular change in your health. Maybe you've moved and you're living in a new environment. You're living in a new house. Maybe you've got a new job. Maybe you're working in a factory setting, whereas whenever you signed up, you didn't work at that particular location. So that's just information that we need to update. And like I said, you'll get a survey to update every 1 to 2 years. So whenever we're talking about a 20 to 30 years, study participation, it's not like it's just going to be, you know, continual day to day information that we'll need to receive, but just, you know, say 10 to 15 years, you may need to just fill out a brief survey and send it back to the American Cancer Society as part of this study, and just to keep up with the information and information about your life.
And you're looking for anyone between the ages of 30 and 65?
That's correct.
You have a goal for participation. How is the preliminary sign-up going?
We have a goal here locally. We're looking at 250 participants to sign up. Right now, I think we're at about 45% of that goal right now. And, you know, again, hoping to get individuals who are interested in being a part of this. And nationally, again, we're looking at that 300,000 goal by the end of 2013. And right now, I believe the last number I heard, which was probably about a month or so ago, I think that we were around that midway mark. And I believe it's on the either plus or minus out of the midway mark for that.
What's the best way to push out the importance and information about this particular enrollment? I'm glad we're speaking about it today, but I know you've urged people involved with Relays for Life to get it out amongst all of their friends and coworkers. Are there other ways that you're working to spread the word about this study?
Well, we are working with Lourdes Hospital in getting the word out with their employees and also the individuals who may be coming through the hospital, working with local and regional churches, civic organizations to help get the word out. Just basically any way in which we can let people know that they had this opportunity to really have an impact on finding out ways in which we can prevent cancer. We're really trying to get the word out and let people know that this is probably the last opportunity in our region, specifically here in West Kentucky, that will have this cancer prevention study come along. So, again, we did have one that was very successful at Western Baptist back in April. And I know that there are individuals that we hear from that say, you know, well, I meant to get out to that one, and for whatever reason, I wasn't able to. You know, will we have another opportunity? Well, here's that opportunity that people have now in November 15th through the 17th.
Once again, those are the dates for the enrollment at Lourdes Hospital for the Cancer Prevention Study 3. Eric Walker is Associate Director for Mission Support with the American Cancer Society. And Eric, I suppose we ought to give that dadgum URL again.
Right, thank you. It's www.cps3lourdeshospital.org.
Thank you so much, and I appreciate your being with us today.
Well, thank you very much.